This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
Tom Papert writes for BigLeaguePolitics.com. He also runs a TV station we're on. We're number one in the ratings from nowhere when I first got on there in that time slot. Very excited about that. We actually have our own channel. And, of course, Mike Adams of NaturalNews.com. What he said is the globalists want to inherit the earth, survival of the fittest. They believe they can dumb us down, make us only care about sports or whatever, that they will inherit the future. They will dominate the future. Mike, I agree with you that humanity's awakening. I don't want to just get on some jag bashing Trump. But the fact that the Washington Post is trying to float the idea that Trump should do this and Trump should get behind these digital systems, I'm not doing this to attack Trump. I'm doing it to make sure that he's aware of these snakes around him and what they're trying to push.
Well, I know you were very careful in that coverage. You did not accuse Trump of endorsing this idea. And in fact, I think you're correct that he will resist this idea and he will oppose it. Trump is America's real last hope to defeat the deep state. Trump isn't perfect. None of us are. But he is. He's got his heart in the right place. He loves America. He wants to protect and defend America. And he especially wants the deep state criminals and traitors to be exposed. And I believe he wants them to go to prison and face criminal charges, which I hope that happens.
Oh, we know he's ordered them to declassify it, and they never do what he says.
Yeah, well, exactly. Well, the swamp is still too powerful and too embedded in the system. And, you know, Tom, there, you know this as well. You've covered this. And by the way, I admire your work greatly. You're doing great work. But Trump is one guy. He's not a dictator. We don't want him to be a dictator. And so he's got to fight and navigate this swamp system that is so corrupt and so infiltrated with traitors that no one person could solve this in a single term. Trump needs a second term. Only then will we really have hope to get rid of the swamp at any meaningful level. That's my assessment.
Tom?
You know, I think you're absolutely right, and thank you, Mike. I really appreciate that. But, I mean, the real problem is it's almost a repeat of what we saw with Ronald Reagan, where he starts out and he has good instincts and he makes good moves. All of the patriots...
Then they shoot him.
And I'm sure they've tried to do the exact same thing to President Trump. But they've purged everybody they can from the administration who is a patriot. You've got Stephen Miller and one or two people left. I only hope that as we move closer, you're seeing... It's almost like a singularity happening, Alex. I used to say in 6 months, everything... If people doubt you in 6 months, you'll be proven completely right. Well, now it's about 6 days. In the last month, we had fluoride. In the last month, we had virtually every single thing. Jeffrey Epstein, elite pedophile rings. I mean, this is all coming out. More and more people are waking up. This is the ammunition that President Trump needs to begin to take legal and lawful action against these people. And I think you're right, Mike. I think the last year and a half of this administration and then the next 4 years are going to be vital.
I think Trump needs to know that we, the people, are willing to defend him and defend this nation. If the deep state moves on Trump, we will move on the deep state in defense of our nation, in defense of the rule of law. We don't initiate violence, but we are absolutely, we've taken an oath. Many, many Americans, millions of Americans have taken an oath to defend this nation against his enemies. So if they go after Trump, we'll go after them. Trump needs to know we're on his side here.
Well, that's right. And now, I mean, it's not just a talking point. Anytime I turn on the it's like we're going to hurt Trump supporters, we're going to destroy him, we're going to bully him, we're going to put him in prison. And at a certain point, that type of behavior, that type of talk, I'm not looking for a physical fight, but we're trying to fix this peacefully. But we're not going to just sit here while they come and have their way with us. And so this is a very dangerous time. We better all work extra hard right now to peacefully fix this.
I agree. I think that that's the most important thing, that we do this legally, lawfully, politically. That's the way it has to happen. I don't want to know what this world looks like if that can't happen. But just last month, you had Antifa, and I believe it was in upstate New York, calling for death camps for conservatives. So make no doubt, we're trying to do this peacefully. We want to do this peacefully. I abhor violence. I despise violence. They are calling
for
violence.
But they've whipped themselves into like a feeding frenzy, and it's only going to get worse.
Never operates in good faith. The left never abides by the rules that they demand other people abide by. The left despises the rule of law. They have double standards for everything. They are not operating in good faith. So even when they say they want peace, they commit violence.
And let's be clear.
They initiate violence.
They've written more articles where I've lost lawsuits that didn't even exist. I mean, the levels of lies are just naturalnews.com. Thank you so much. That's where the truth is. Mike Adams and Tom Papert. It feels so good to know there's so many good men and women out there. That's our real wealth, is people that are willing to know the truth and stand up for it.
I love watching David Knight in the morning. I love tuning in to Owen Schroyer. I love all the other shows we do here. But I'll be honest with you. We run during the breaks a lot of news reports because I'm sick of hearing the ads. So you think you don't want to hear an ad? I don't want to hear an ad. But here's the bottom line. We're barely paying the bills here. And I want to expand the face of the globe. Let's not contract. I don't want them to win. So listen, you got this guarantee from me. We sell enough product, we'll have less ads and less plugs. And we'll expand and really give the globals rough their money. But we've got products you already really need, like DNA Force Plus, X2. These will change your life. Go check out the turmeric products. Check out the water filtration, air filtration. Check it all out. Whatever you do, take action and know. Be part of the second American Revolution. Be part of crushing the globalists. And get great products at the same time. InfoWarsStore.com is the umbrella site. InfoWarsLife.com is the supplements. Take action now and fund the InfoWar for your own future.
Here with Papert and get his take on these, and we're going to play some of these clips coming up next segment because this is all so wild what's unfolding. Now, he's a syndicated talk show host, manages the TV station we're on, and also has written for Big League Politics, but he was correcting me, and I've seen the site, I've visited it, we've covered it, we've linked to some of the stories, and I didn't even realize it was your site, National File,
right.
So tell people about that.
So National File is our brand new website. We've been going for just a few weeks now. We've got some fantastic writers, some former guys at Breitbart, some former guys from Daily Caller. We've got writers in South America. We've got writers in Europe. We have one guy who's top secret. He is actually in China right now, and he's going to be doing a documentary series for us from China over the next 6-8 months. And that's where we have this article, Trump's new social credit gun control scheme is controlled by leftists. It has all the information, all of the names, all of the documentation. We cover a lot of things on there. One of our big things is big tech, any big tech story. Just yesterday or earlier this week, we had an article about Jen Lowe, who is the Texas State Director of Latinos for Trump, banned from Facebook for daring to do an event associated with InfoWars, daring to go to the Straight Pride Parade in Boston. Totally purged from the platform. This is a new insane low where they're banning people who are amazing, wonderful Latinas from the social networking because they said something that they don't like. So we're covering all this type of news. We cover Jeffrey Epstein in depth, and it's going to be a good source for straight, hard-hitting commentary and straight news about what is happening right now, nationalfile.com. And thank you, Alex, for letting me do the plug.
Fantastic name, and you're like, hey, can I plug my site, National File? I'm like, that's yours? You better. Hey, whether it's nationalfile.com or memeworld.com, all these great sites, like Drudge said when he came here years ago, everybody's got to get back to websites,
right.
Your own audio, your own video, your own platforms, and people have to support those and promote those because that's how we counter them. Now, let me go through some headlines here.
Okay.
And then I'm going to go into them in detail because it's just so crazy. By the way, none of these are a joke. This is a story by Paul Joseph Watson on InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com. There's actually video of this in the city council. Leftist council member says cleaning feces off Seattle streets with a power washer is racist. They say there's feces and urine all around the city council and all over the streets. I've been there. It's unbelievable. But they say it will scare the homeless and others, like police spraying fire hoses on black people in the 50s and 60s. So just like AOC said, cauliflower is racist because it's white. She goes, don't grow cauliflower in New York. Grow agave. Well, that doesn't grow there good. It's all just project onto everything. Oh, you're going to clean poop up. It's racist. And that's crazy. No, it's the whole language is nothing but being offended. Microaggressions. Okay, here's another one. Jesse Smollett lawyers, even if he did lie, police to blame for taking him seriously. They actually say that in the filing. That's up on Infowars.com. Tucker Carlson, after destroying and degrading rural America, Walmart now wants to lecture him about guns. We're going to play that report at the bottom of the hour. Trump sounds terrible. London Mayor Khan, stay out of our business. Something good Trump did. Administration just unbanned all those great light bulbs that have been banned.
Oh,
so I have to buy the toxic mercury ones. Give you a headache. A vegan woman sued her neighbors for barbecuing in their backyard. USA Today saying it's deliberate. Yes, that's where all this is going. San Francisco's banned fireplaces. But we'll get more to that. But first this, because Limbaugh's right. We've had like 40-something members of Congress the last 3 years that a Republican resigned. But let me tell you why. I've had, that I know of, 5 different private investigator groups, the New York Times, the Washington Post, BuzzFeed, you name it, Private Eyes, hackers, sex ops trying to set me up, people trying to set me up with drugs, you know, Pulitzer Prize winners for the lady that brought down O'Reilly with fake news. That woman honchoed a thing for over a year. Intimidating, threatening people. I mean, racketeering stuff by these media outlets, in my view. And they couldn't get anything. They couldn't make anything up. They couldn't find anything. So they paid off folks to say that I wear Hitler shoes. And, you know, I mean, just insane crap. For 10 grand. That's what the Daily Mail did. And then we had somebody who was actually in the meetings and recorded the lawyers going, we want you to say he's gay and hit on you. They said, okay, well, he hit on me but never actually hit on me, the guy said. I never said anything to him, but he felt like it. So that's what you get paid money for. And then, you know, they tried to say, I sent child porn out. No one believes it. It's all lies. Why the hell would I send child porn to the Sandy Hook families? None of it's true. So Limbaugh's come out and said that Republicans are being blackmailed into retirement. I think the Democrats are finding dirt. Absolutely. And let me tell you, if they can't intimidate you, they start threatening your family. And then they finance lawsuits against you. You know what? People say, oh, we better bow down. No, we better fight back because these are criminals and they're out of control. The danger is giving in. The danger is sucking up. The danger is bowing down. All you can do is resist these terrorists because they are terrorists. Tom Pepper.
Now, you're completely right. And I think the ones who aren't being blackmailed are trying to get out of the system because they know that their goose is cooked. But this is typical for what leftists do. As you said, it's happened to you countless times at this point. They are doing everything they can do to destroy you politically. If you could just imagine, you're a hard target, Alex. You've done nothing wrong in your entire life. You live squeaky clean. I know this. I've ridden around with you. This is absolute fact. Think of all these Republicans. Think of all the people who get caught in the airport bathroom. Think of what the money they take. Think of how they brought down great people from the Reagan administration, where the prime minister of Japan, one of his cronies, gives you an envelope. You put it in a safe, and then they make the case that you sold out the United States for $1,000. This is what these people do. And I have no doubt that they're being pressured into retirement. And I only hope this is our big opportunity. President Trump needs to go back to campaigning for these people's replacements. Get out the Trump vote.
Hell, they indicted, what, 4 people? People in Congress in California, so they make the whole state go blue.
Right.
I mean, they got the gloves off, folks. And you think bending over is going to make it any better? No. Start swinging politically.
That's right. I mean, we have a president who, with all his flaws, he is a counterpuncher. He fights back. When they tried to get him for Billy Bush and the P word, he fought back. He went fire and fury, and that is how we win, that we can't bend over and take it from these people anymore. That's what we've been doing since the 1960s, and it's time to fight back legally, lawfully, politically, using the media, using our...
Well, America was asleep then. It's awake now. They don't get it.
Right.
We're not intimidated, jerks.
They still think it's the 1950s, and they have their big 3 networks, and they have the newspapers, and they determine what is true and what Americans will know. They still believe that. They don't understand that even though you ban Alex Jones from Facebook, that does nothing, nothing to keep people from being awake, and it creates the opportunity for people to find 5,000 new people who are saying the same exact thing. So
it gets them out of those platforms, and as long as people keep spreading the word, it outrages them, it crushes them, it infuriates them. Your will against them, they want you silent. violence. But when you support InfoWars, when you spread the links, when you talk about, you know, all the other great sites like NationalFile.com or MemeWorld.com or Paul's site, that's Summit.News, that crushes the enemy.
And I do have to say, Alex, I mean, I've been traveling since Saturday morning. I was in the airport for 14 hours at one point. This stuff is keeping me going. Super Blue Silver Immune Gargle is the only reason why I'm able to be on the show and not hacking in an airport right now or in bed trying.
By the way, it comes in those 1 ounce, 3 ounce, 9 ounce.
Perfect.
And it's got the patented stuff that's in the wound gel that's so popular. But we're able to do it at a very low price. And it's my dad's name for it. Not the best name, but the product is, I'm not knocking him, it's just that it's an unbelievable product. Nothing like it. InfoWarsStore.com. I'm glad you're reminding me to plug some today. You know, this is the last few days to get DNA Force Plus 50% off and get a free bottle of carnivore digestive enzyme. If you don't know how this is the next level probiotic, then believe me, folks, experience it. I'm putting a free bottle in it, so we're going to be able to then reorder it and have it for next year. But all these products, whether it's Ultimate Bone Broth or whether it's DNA Force Plus, we're selling out of it. Won't have more until a few months into next year. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com. We've launched the new product that goes with Brain Force Plus, Chill Force. Learn about Chill Force. It's really special. Chill Force.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Are you intrigued by Paranormal Talk Radio? You'll love the new Paranormal Radio app from TalkStream Live. You'll find a great selection of talk shows covering UFOs, ghosts, strange phenomena, and much more. Download the Paranormal Radio app now and start listening to the very best in paranormal talk entertainment. The Paranormal Radio app, free in Google Play and the iOS App Store.
Hey, is that a new music app?
Yeah, check it out, Surfer Music Discovery. It links to thousands of online stations, but the twist is you see the song names and artists that are now playing live.
That's different. No guessing. Looks like a waterfall of music.
So many formats. Rock, oldies, country, R&B, jazz, and a whole lot more.
How's that spelled?
Surfer. S-U-R-F-R.
Is it expensive?
It's free. No need to sign up or sign in.
Get the Surfer Music app free from Google Play or the App Store.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
The crew. We really are a family. We really are people who just want justice. We just want a pro-human future. And people are really now seeing how evil the globalists are. And they're exactly what I said they were. Because, folks, this has all been documented and admitted for a long time. So, of course, it sounded crazy. But if you look at elites throughout history, they always get in their own bubbles. And they have all these sycophants around them. And they go nuts. Or if the kings or elites aren't crazy, other sycophants remove them, and that's how you get this concentration of evil.
No, you're exactly right about that. And you were saying it last night. This is what empires look like when they're about to crumble. And President Trump is the one thing that is attempting to keep that from happening. But they're rubbing it in our faces. We had an article up. We broke this at nationalfile.com that DeVos, as in the Trump administration DeVos, her son heads a group that is doing drag syndrome, where they're doing Down syndrome drag queens. They are rubbing this filth in our face, normalizing, abusing not only children at this point, but those who have mental disabilities. It is absolute and total insanity. They're rubbing it in our face. It is sick. It is evil. And again, it's going to do one of two things. It's going to destroy what's left of this country, or it's going to wake everybody the hell up.
I was told by Ted Gunderson, who'd been the head of the L.A. sector. That's one of the top 10 FBI positions in the country. He said they love to have sex with Down syndrome kids because then people don't believe them. And he's talking about the devil worshippers, and of course it's all come out now. And even they've had academics in England and Australia come out and say, listen, almost 30% of the, quote, trans kids are actually mentally retarded or autistic, and the schools are telling them you're this. And the argument is, well, they're subhuman. We want them sterilized. And really, this is getting people to opt in to be sterilized. That's really all this is.
Which is absolutely horrifying and disgusting. And meanwhile, the government, as we were talking about with Mike Adams earlier, they're fueling population growth in areas of the world that cannot sustain it. And they are destroying it here in the United States with these people who are on the autism spectrum, which we know is not organic either.
Unbelievable. I've got so much to hit here, but I want to get into what else is on your radar screen, because all I can say is we're at a historic moment, and everything we do now echoes throughout eternity with 1,000 times what it normally does historically. And every expert agrees. Everyone can feel it. We're at a critical, unfrozen point. Even engineers, social engineers call it an unfreezing. When they bring us into a revolutionary period so they can make all their big changes, we're able to go in and actually reverse that and actually move forward with our progressivism. They call themselves progressive. They progress like cancer.
You're absolutely right. Well, then things that are on my radar right now in my hometown of Wichita, Kansas, there's currently an ongoing debate. And Alex, I'm sure you've covered this, but I'm going to be at this thing. So help me God to peacefully. I want to document this peacefully, lawfully, etc. They are now debating whether or not it is OK to have to do a background check of the drag queen story hour talent. In other words, like here in Texas, they found multiple instances of them being child rapists. Well, we're not allowed to find that out in Wichita because that might be homophobic. So that's the next thing that I'm going to be doing in the 3D physical world.
So everybody else has got to have a background check, but no, they don't. Big fat men in clown outfits that say, quote, we're here to groom your children.
That's right.
Can't tell us who they are, though. Even though one of these guys is a convicted axe murderer on screen, chopped his boyfriend up, and he says, bring your kids to me, I'm going to corrupt them.
They've admitted that is our agenda. We want to indoctrinate the next generation. This is what comes out of their mouths. We're not making this up. This is not hyperbolic. And again, this is a library where the people who work there have to pass a background check. The people who go there have to pass a background check.
But is this in the news? They're openly saying, don't make the drag queens, don't make the clown men that want to groom your children tell you who they are.
That's exactly right. It's in the Wichita Eagle. They're debating it, whether or not it's okay to do a background check on these people who are going to have contact with your children. Come sit on my lap.
I'll tell you what you do. You run their plates. We followed some of them and got them busted. They know now. Two of them in Houston got busted.
Right.
You just follow them, run their plates, and then all you got to do is also they get on a bus.
Right.
And they get off in disguise. When they're actually out of their events, you know, they could dress up like women. But this is clown demon outfits to scare the kids that get off on it. But also covers like masked men. It's hit the clown. And then you just follow them and then follow them where they live. Then you still burn them.
Right, right. And of course, you do all that. You're not talking about doing anything bad. I want to be very clear here, Wichita Police Department. We're not talking about doing anything illegal or unlawful.
No, you use PI firms that are licensed.
Exactly, exactly.
And so I'm telling you. Get donations on your station, whatever. Pay for some good PIs, and I guarantee you're going to net pedos. They are pedos.
Oh, absolutely. Who the hell else has this inclination? I want to dress up like a woman. I mean, Alex, could you imagine wearing a dress and reading to a 3-year-old?
But it's all more and more. Now they ride horsey. The men get erections, and the little kids bounce up and down. Oh. And the mothers it's the evil of it, totally excites them.
Because they're giving tips.
They all have names like Sally Fishpants. They all squat and talk about shaking their booties and spread their legs to the kids. I mean, this is, they all hump and teach the kids how to hump.
Well, Alex, one of the things I asked.
This is the left. This is who they are.
That's right. And one of the things I asked myself is, how did we get here? You know, we want to stop beating up the LGBTQ population. Yes, I'm with you. I do not want anybody to be beat up. It's very, it never happens anymore. Then you get to marriage. It's like, okay, that's not Christian, but whatever. We'll let you have it, I guess. If that, you'll leave.
Now they're like, give us your kids.
That's right. It's escalated in the span of, what, 50, 60 years to give us your children. We're going to read to them. We're going to indoctrinate them. We're going to put them on chemical castration, and if you don't like it, then you hate the LGBT.
Oh, there it is. Drag queen backlash. Wichita Eagle. Wichita Lawbreaker demands sex offender checks on story readers. Oh, the poor babies.
They're the true people we need. This is such a
business. Are you going to take a camera crew? Because I want to see this.
Oh, absolutely. We're going to. If it's not a camera.
When is this?
This is they do these every few months. But when's
the next one?
I think it's going to be shortly after I get back in this month. So we're going to be filming it. We're going to have. I'll probably be going live because I can still do that for now to Facebook and other social media. And I want to go extremely low profile so they don't, you know, see me coming a mile away and get up the
snipers. Oh, it's so evil that you want to go see what men in clown outfits are doing with children. Right. Have you heard the new book published in the U.S. by an Obama official and Australia who's been freaked out about it? I can't even say on air. On TV stations, radio, this is for kids. And it's a book teaching children that if a man wants to have sex with you in a park or get in a car with them, it's kids' stories, but it's written about how great it was when they're six when the man had sex with them. So it's giving children erotic fantasies on how to be kidnapped.
That is horrifying.
Oh, it's liberal. And it's so liberating to be tied up the back of that van.
And I'm sure it's
available. And to be taken to the house with the other kids in cages begging for mommy.
That is so disgusting.
It's liberal, though. You'll float, too.
It's progressive.
Come on over here, Georgie.
It's our future. And this is such a concerted effort. You can't tell me this.
Oh, it's all over the world. It's a total attack pattern.
The only place they're not doing this are in third world nations where, again, they're trying to...
And what does it the clown do? It's a fallen intergalactic spider creature. Its angler antenna is just a clown.
Right.
And it goes out to suck the energy of the fear from the children. It's a psychic vampire. And in reality, the devil worshippers are doing just that. Stephen King knows of what he speaks, don't you, Stephen?
Absolutely right.
Oh, Stephen doesn't like this show. And we're glad you don't, Mr. King.
Well, he's busy writing another book about a child orgy, so we don't need him.
Yeah, old Stephen. How you doing, Stephen? Hey, great job, Pappert. We really appreciate you. Or should I say, how you doing, Mr. Lott? Thanks, sir. Great job.
Thank you, Alex.
Thomas Jefferson predicted over 240 years ago
that when our republic was in trouble in the future, it'd be the farmers that were close to the ground, close to reality, who actually worked for a living, that would end up saving the nation. And today, the communist Chinese have banned all U.S. farming goods a week ago. And we've seen massive increases in polls, support for the president, and what he's doing in this trade war once China put pressure on our farmers. That's beautiful. Americans aren't going to be bullied, and we aren't going to back down. So to the Joaquin Cruises and the Hillary Clintons of the world that want to intimidate people and tell us to back down, we're never going to give up. And all you've done is awaken the human spirit. And the human spirit lives at InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com. And I'm asking listeners, whatever you do, spread those links, because we are the light in the dark of the night. We are the resistance. We are 1776 worldwide.
Dahibo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahibo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hey, everyone. Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right, Proactive MD, plus free shipping and a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now, 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones.
Doing is shunning these people. Shunning, shaming these people is a statement of moral indignation that these people are not fit for polite society.
I'm going to try to take everything away from you. And I don't care what I find out. It could be today, tomorrow, 15, 20 years from now. If I find out, you're fucked. Finished.
They don't get to escape accountability. That's all of our job, to hold them accountable for the rest of their lives. That's so entertaining.
The
Dietary Supplement Health and Education Act. It was passed in 1994. And it was supposed to educate the public about supplements, evil things like vitamin C and vitamin E, and things even worse like vitamin B12. Horrible things. It was, of course, Big Pharma, the people that bring us Ritalin and Prozac and things like Luvox and deadly opiates like hillbilly heroin, Oxycontin, that worked so hard to try to shut down burgeoning health food and vitamin stores across the country. But thanks to people like Mel Gibson, who took action in the ad you're about to see, America mobilized and we were able to retain some of our basic rights to be able to take vitamins and minerals and things from evil Mother Nature.
Your vitamins. Make the FDA stop. Call the U.S. Senate and tell them that you want to take your vitamins in peace. If enough of us do that, it'll work.
There have been hundreds and hundreds of articles written in the last year demonizing myself, Joe Rogan, Ben Shapiro, and others because we dare to sell high-quality supplements. Now, it's okay when Whole Foods or grocery store chains sell basically the exact same things. But when we do, it's evil and it's bad because we're patriots and we're nationalists. But you see, they're really upset because they know that nootropics and other supplements sell because people are reporting they're getting great results. Well, I've got a new evil to announce to the world that they can write hundreds of other articles about. It's the sister, or you could say the brother, the kissing cousin, of Brain Force Plus, our number one overall bestseller. A nootropic that people absolutely love because we get the best, purest, high-quality ingredients that are tested and proven to blow people's expectations away. Now, it gives you a lot of sustained focus energy without the crash. But a lot of people want a way that after they've been turbocharged for 10 hours with just two capsules, to be able to not to come down, but to just smooth out and be chill. And that's why we're introducing what we know is going to be a massive bestseller, Chill Force. I want to be clear. Chill Force is not like Knockout meant to make you go to sleep. It's simply meant to relax you but still have clarity. That's why a lot of people aren't just taking it after their day's over. They're taking it with things like Brain Force Plus and, of course, Turbo Force. It's time to do what I did and take action with the Chill Force Challenge at InfoWarsLive.com. Freeway Rick Ross has gotten to be a good friend of mine. He's been on the show many times over the years, usually in studio. And we're going to have him with us halfway to the next hour that Matt Bracken takes over. He just drove down to Dallas, got stuck in some traffic, but better late than never. FreewayRickRoss.com. He's one of the biggest cocaine kingpins ever busted in this country. And then it turned out he was working for the CIA. That's all declassified. That's all admitted. And Gary Webb, who got shot twice in the back of the head with a shotgun, he had his new book coming out that was going to vindicate him. Well, he got killed. Well, the film came out a few years ago and Kill the Messenger, and I actually got physically sick watching it because I knew Gary Webb, and I knew how accurate the film was. It blew me away. Here's the trailer for Kill the Messenger.
Webb, San Jose Mercury News.
You believe in conspiracy theories, Gary?
No, I don't believe in conspiracy theories. Conspiracies, yes. If I believe it, there's nothing theory about it.
Was the government aware that you were smuggling tons of cocaine into the United States?
Yes, the government knew.
This leads to very sensitive national security matters.
National security and crack cocaine, the same sentence. Does that not sound strange to you?
I'm going to tell you the whole truth. I'm going to introduce you to people you should talk to. And then you will be faced with the most important decision of your life.
Oh, yeah? What's that?
Deciding whether to share it or not.
One of the DEA's most wanted brought in thousands of kilos of cocaine to the U.S. every day. For them.
For who?
The U.S. government. Or with them. Or at least while they were looking the other way.
Jesus.
L.A., New York, Atlanta. I couldn't sell it fast enough to keep up with the flow.
That's the information you have there. Dangerous.
What you found here, Gary, is a monster.
You have no idea what you're getting into. Do you really tell me that I should just walk away from this? You'd be an idiot not to.
This story scares people.
I'm your big brother.
Well, it should.
There are ongoing operations you're in danger of exposing.
We know you were in Nicaragua.
Am I being followed?
Got a solution, but where you be for the revolution?
I thought my job was to tell the public the truth, the facts, pretty or not, and let the publishing of those facts make a difference in how people look at things, at themselves, and what they stand for.
We'd never threaten your children, Mr. Webb.
What'd you say?
It's over.
I'm not finished! This is a true story. Some stories are just too true to tell.
You for the revolution.
Kill the messenger. And this thing goes so deep. The real Rick Ross is here. There was a big fat jail guard who basically stole his identity and then said he was the kingpin. But Rick Ross is a really nice guy. He can tell you how he got into it. Oops. Sure, you didn't know why he was the biggest coke dealer in the United States because the CIA was delivering it to him. But it's good to see you again. It's been about a year or two since you've been in here.
Yeah.
What are we going to hit on when we come back? Because, you know, we never script any of this.
Well, you know, some of the stuff that I'm doing now. You know, we're just going to, it's been about 2-3 years since we last interviewed.
A lot's happening. And for those that don't know, though, we'll recap your story as well.
Yeah, we can do that. We can recap.
What was it like watching Kill the Messenger? Because, you know, I'd interviewed you some, and I knew Gary pretty good. We were building a website together. He'd been on the show a lot. And then all of a sudden, he was executed. He was really excited before he died. He had this big book coming out. Never came out, though.
I spoke to him about a month or two before he got killed or died or whatever.
Got Epstein'd?
I don't know what happened. And, you know, I was also working at that time. You know, Kevin Booth, a friend of me and yours, me and him was doing a documentary called The Great White Hope. And he's the one that told me the first time that Gary had gotten killed and or that he was dead, committed suicide. I don't know which
one. Well, the police say two gunshots, pretty normal. Shoot yourself twice in the head.
Yeah, that's what they had a doctor to say that. Which
if I ever get shot twice in the head, it wasn't me. If I get shot once in the head, it wasn't me.
Remember when you interviewed me in jail, that's what you asked me. You know, one of the first things you asked me, you were like, Rick, how do you feel? And I was like, what do you mean? And I was trying to figure out what you was getting at, and then you was like, you don't feel suicidal, do you? And I was like, hell no, I'm enjoying life. Even though I'm in prison, I still like life. And you was like, oh, I just wanted to check and make sure, you know, we don't want nothing to happen to you in there.
Hey, man.
You don't remember that.
They try to kill me all the time. We'll be right back with the real Rick Ross in studio. Infowars.com, tomorrow's news today.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay. Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate, fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
Extendivite. I have been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Well, of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendivite really helped the blood pressure, really helped the... I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. They're just really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Listening to the Alex Jones Show. We're live Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central. Now we got the David Knight Show kicking about 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. The War Room, 3 p.m. every day with Owen Schroyer. And we're here. 30 minutes the next hour, and then 30 minutes popping in Matt Bracken, all the big geopolitical developments. Riding with Rick, the 21 Keys of Success, Rick Ross, new book. Find the book at freewayrickross.com. A lot of big films made about what happened to him. A lot of big documentaries. But I always like you to be able to hear it directly from the individual's mouth himself. So we'll get more into things that are currently happening, fentanyl, the drug wars, all of it with Rick Ross here. But again, he was good friends with Gary Webb, who was an award-winning journalist, absolutely vindicated, who was executed, assassinated, because he had a book coming out vindicating everything he said. They tried to assassinate his character, broke in his house, threatened him. That was all on record. He was so excited to get ready to come on the show. When his book was coming out in a month, he'd sent me a CD with all his info to put up a website, and they killed him. They even saw men climbing down the... climbing out of his house a month before he even moved, because they kept breaking in his house, like a couple commandos spilling out and climbing down the side of the house. And then his good friends came out and said, "Oh no, he committed suicide." Those are the type of friends you don't need. But Rick Ross is here with us. Recap what happened to you and the hypocrisy of it. And again, I don't like illegal drugs. I don't like drug dealing because of all the stuff that goes with it and happens with it. But my great-great-great-grandfather was one of the first cocaine dealers in the United States. he helped invent Dr. Pepper in Temple, Texas. His last name was Gresham. And, of course, his ancestors started Texas. But he was a good guy. But Dr. Pepper was the first soda drink to be mass distributed. And he invented the name. It was the drugstore apothecary that actually developed. It was his favorite. And they said, well, what do you name it, Dr. Pepper? And then he ran the first ads. Then they, you know, had the big bottling thing up in Temple. A little bit of lore he'll never get. But my point is, Big Pharma, with all the hillbilly heroin and all this, and the Ritalin for kids, I mean, really, they're the bigger drug dealers than you ever were.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. I mean, even like you was just saying now with the opioids addiction, you know, all the doctors who've been prescribing people, dentists who's been prescribing people opioids and got us hooked on opioids right now, you know. It's crazy, you know, the epidemic that we're going through right now, and it's worse than the cocaine epidemic.
Tell people briefly your story, how you got into it. I remember you described it as like suddenly, boom, you're a giant drug dealer.
Yeah, yeah. I started off, when I started, I knew absolutely nothing about cocaine. One of my friends went to college and somebody introduced him to it. He came from college and we felt that he was doing well because he was playing on the college football team. He was a star and he had all the answers. So when he told me that cocaine was going to be the next biggest thing, I believed it, and I jumped right into it, full steam ahead. I started off with $125, had days that I made as much as $1 million a day for like 2 years, and days I made as much as $3 million. I mean, it's a situation where any kid in any ghetto, it's easy to be drawn into that that environment. You're talking about people who don't have food to eat. You know, don't have normal clothes, you know, and everybody wants to be somebody of significance. You know, none of us want to be outcast.
Plus, Hollywood glamorizes it.
Absolutely. I didn't even think about that part. Hollywood, when you talk about some of the movies, Superfly, Tequila Sunrise, Scarface, The Godfather, you know, you see people who come over to this country and they basically have nothing. And then with the help of drugs, where they make it look like it's drugs, they start to control the whole world, or the country. And I mean, who doesn't want a part of that? I mean,
well, changing consciousness corrupted is something humans have done from the very beginning. And coffee's a serious drug. You know, if you take something like Chill Force or Brain Force, it's Mother Nature, and it's overall good for you. But I mean, make no mistake, it's a altered, it's something that alters consciousness. But when did you start discovering that the reason you were being left alone and were, you know, dealing $15 million a week or whatever at some points of cocaine, that the CIA was using you as one of their street level, major capos in distribution?
Well, I didn't know that until after I got arrested, after Danilo Blandón set me up. You know, Danilo Blandón set me up. So once I got arrested and we started going through the trial, me and Alan Finster, he gets a call one day and he says, this reporter says that he's following our informant. So first of all, we didn't know if he had the right informant, you know, because there's a lot of informants. And he started to describe this guy to me. And he said, well, Gary Webb wants to come down and meet you in person into the prison. Do you want to meet him? And I was like, yeah. So Gary came down and let me tell you, Gary was a very, very cool guy. Somebody that you feel comfortable being around, you know, not threatening, not boastful, just, you know, a down to earth, jean wearing tennis shoe guy that he would make you feel comfortable, you know, somebody that that you would trust. And after we talked that first day, he came down maybe about 4 or 5 more times. Gary didn't give me much information. You know, the deal was when we talked on the phone that he was going to help me with my case, and he had information for me. But really what he did on those first interviews was just decipher what I had, the information that I knew.
Why do you think they burned you?
Well, if I would have been out on the street free and this case hit the fan, I would have been more credible. Because what they tried to do is they tried to make this story as if I created this story. One of the things that Gary did with them is he said that I would have to been really, really creative to create the paper trail that went along with the story. And you know, just for the record, I didn't create the story. I'm not the one that came up with the idea about the CIA. I knew absolutely
nothing.
Well, they've
now, as you know, years after even Gary's death, Gary Webb's death that Iran-Contra, all this, they had hearings confirming it all in the Congress.
Absolutely. I saw the paperwork. I got a folder from the CIA themselves, and this is, I guess, this is kind of when I really, like, because I really didn't believe it either. You know, I read in the newspaper when the paper came out, and I was like, not me with the CIA. No way possible. I'm a rebel. You know, I was against the government. You know, I didn't want to be with the government. So then when the CIA themselves said that, yes, we knew these guys were selling drugs, but we didn't sanction it. We didn't sanction them selling drugs, but we knew they were selling drugs and they were part of our army. And we went to Attorney General to write a letter and ask her that we not have to report these guys selling drugs. So when I saw that, it was kind of like, hold up now. If you go with your same conspiracy theory, you know, that I was in prison on, because I never got caught with drugs. Only thing that I got caught with was guys saying, oh, well, this day Rick had 10 keys. The other day I saw him, a year ago I saw him sell 20 keys to this guy. I saw him sell 10 keys. I saw him with $50,000. I saw him with $100,000. And that's the kind of evidence that I was convicted on. So my theory was, is that if you went with that same type of evidence, with this conspiracy for the Iran-Contra, Nicaragua connection, then these guys could have been convicted under those same circumstances. So that was my theory.
So basically, to try to cover up the larger story, they claim you were the guy with the story and that you were just a drug dealer who concocted it.
Right. That was the LA Times, you know.
It turned out was being run by the CIA.
Yeah, Gary, Jesse Katz, you know, who was a friend of mine, had written stories before about me. You know, they hired him to go against Gary Webb. And, you know, you see in the documentary, he's in the documentary apologizing for what he did to Gary. He felt that he probably was one of the ones that drove a knife through Gary's heart by writing the story that he wrote.
Well, they just had the hearings confirming North, but Oliver North, the whole thing, Gary Webb. And he had that new book coming out that never got published, proving he was right. And then that's when he conveniently dies. It's a real tragedy.
Well, we know that the CIA confirmed Gary's story. I mean, now they didn't say, well, this particular agent or this particular president or this vice president or this general okayed it. But they said that we as a whole knew that these guys were selling drugs.
And how it worked was to buy the weapons from the U.S. clandestinely. They let them ship the drugs in and then have you and others sell them.
Right. Well, what they needed, you know, Congress had outlawed them giving money to the Contras. So what they needed is they needed a source where this money was coming from, where Congress couldn't tell that the money was being given or was being raised. So what better way to do it than to raise it on the black market?
Absolutely. If you go back to Iran-Contra and all of that, of course, it all later came out in Congress, obviously in the 80s, one in the 90s, and more of it's come out today. And then we see China trying to ship in 25,000 tons enough to kill 10 billion plus people with a lethal dose. And this is just the way governments fight wars. And so we need to talk about the fact that the black community was particularly a dumping site for the cocaine to raise the money. So why would that be done? We'll be right back with hour number four with Freeway Rick Ross.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.